So I did something crazy. I trademarked my name. And I don't know, Katie, you might have been the one a long time ago that suggested it. Maybe Sarah did. I don't know. But somebody told me I, brought it up. And I think maybe I blew it off at first, but then I thought about it. And I'm like, yeah. So I don't know. Was it you or was it Sarah? I don't even know.
I think we did talk about it a long time ago,
Yeah.
and we thought about it, and then you came back to it
Yeah.
when you were ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that tends to be, that's hilarious, but that's kind of the pattern in my life where somebody said to me once, hey, you should write a fiction book. And I laughed. I'm like, I'll never write a fiction book. And then took a few years, but then I wrote a fiction book. And so sometimes let that just be a side lesson as an encouragement. Sometimes you are very influential listeners in somebody's life where you suggest something. They might not do it immediately, but you start a whole thinking pattern. So thanks, Katie and Sarah and anyone else, because now I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm really glad I did it. So Katie, the first thing for people who don't know about IP, once they start seeing Carrie Oberbrunner with a registered trademark, I get it that they might be like, psh, who does this guy think he is? Or what the heck? Or, what's going on there? But what, first of all, talk about that, Katie, because it is IP marking, so you have to mark it. Why do you mark a federal trademark with an R, and what does that do?
Yeah, so good question. This comes up a lot. So once you've filed your trademark and it's been approved and registered to a federal trademark, that's when you can then use the R with the circle around it. And the reason why a lot of people trademarks their names is, especially in the digital age, everybody is creating branding and right, especially online, Instagram influencers around their name. And so, if you're using your name for that recognition of your website, your e-commerce site, whatever it is, then that's a piece of intellectual property that you probably want to protect with a trademark registration.
Absolutely. I mean, only, it's sad, but like I tell people, fine, you don't care about your IP. What if somebody locks you out? And then they're like, oh, I do care. It's almost like with your name, like, fine, don't protect your name, but imagine if somebody misuses your name. Imagine if
Right.
somebody impersonates you. Imagine if somebody associates your name in a advertising way with a political party that you disagree with. Like, suddenly when you lose something, and that's sad, but that's how humans are. We don't always think about the offense, the proactive way, but we do think about the reactive, almost like defensive mode. And that seems to get us, I forget what the famous quote is, but it's almost like something people would rather act with a risk of losing something than gaining something.
Right, that's right.
It's almost like we're neutral, and it's like, hey, do you want $1 million? Nah, maybe. But it's like, hey, do you want us to take from you your health? And you're like, oh no, so it is that loss thing that tends to motivate people. But let's talk about that. Everyone is a brand, and a brand. I love what Jeff Bezos says. He says that a brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Which is like Nike, okay, what, oh yeah, just do it, those commercials, like that's your brand. And we all have, like, you can't, even dead people, this might sound morbid, but like, Katie, if you've had somebody pass and I say like your great great grandmother or your grandmother or something, like she still lives on in your mind. And that's what IP is. It's intellectual
Right.
property. She takes up space in your mind. So even the memory of somebody, even somebody who's passed, I mean, Michael Jackson is getting profit, right? I mean,
Right.
some of these people
Right.
who have estates and whatever you call, discography or whatever, like they're still making profit even from their, even though they've passed.
Right. I mean, and even you think about artists, right? Authors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Artists.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Famous
Yeah.
artists, you know, painters.
Yeah.
A lot of them, their most valuable time is after they've passed. That's when a lot of their works become even more valuable.
Yeah.
Something like a copyright lives on for 70 years after the.
Yeah, that's true. So
that's a time when a lot of these things become very valuable from an IP standpoint too.
I never thought about that. I mean, I knew a copyright was 70 years plus the author's life, but I never thought that that's like a time of economical, you know, prosperity for the person who passed. That's true though. Wow. So Katie, I received my trademark. So now I'm going to put the R after it, but, I don't know. You got any questions about why? Cause I mean, it's not free. You know, the whole process probably cost, you know, at least $1,000, different classes, office actions, if that is the case. But what do you think? Do you want to know my reasoning? Why did I?
Yeah, I think you should tell us a little bit about the genesis of it and
yeah.
Why you decided to file the federal trademark.
Yeah. I bet you I'll have more ideas in the future. Today, where I stand is that one, I have a unique name. You know, like I've never met anybody with my name before. So I do have 15 books out there, you know, so I'm creating content. So if somebody were to say, hey, I want to publish with a, you know, a pen name of Carrie Oberman or something, like, it'd be tough for me to prevent them.
Right.
No, like, I don't know if I even could have. Amazon certainly doesn't care. Amazon doesn't care. I mean, oh my gosh, Amazon's being run by AI. So a lot of times you just get thrown into a chat or something and you can't even get a human. So imagine if somebody did a book that was like totally off brand of me, you know, I mean, there's been crazy books out there. There's a book with the name, I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. Okay. So imagine somebody publishes a book with that, with my pen name. I mean, the amount of damage I would have to do and clean up on the internet would be huge.
Yeah, it would be enormous. And I think too, it would also devalue your
brand
too, because consumers would get confused. They wouldn't know, wow, has Carrie really gone off the deep end and he's publishing these kind of dark novels, right?
Yeah.
So I think there'd be a lot of brand confusion and brand devaluation there as
Ooh,
well.
That's good. Too. Yeah. Yeah. So that's definitely one thing. And then probably last fall, I had this real deep dive meditation prayer, looking in the mirror and saying, am I going to be the spokesperson for Instant IP? Am I going to be the thought leader? Am I going to be the champion? And up until last fall, I probably couldn't tell you straight up. Like, you might've been like, well, why not? You're the founder. But I just knew it would take a different energy. It would take me giving Sarah on the Igniting Souls a lot of empowerment to run that company. So it would like be taking my time away from Igniting Souls company publishing. So I just knew, like, if I'm going to step into this IP thing big time, then I need to lead the way. And why not start by even trademarking my name?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moment you meet me, it's like, psh, you're confronted with, this guy likes IP. This guy is passionate. This guy believes in it. I just feel like it made my message stronger personally, but also professionally as well.
Right. Well, I think too, you also do a lot of teaching, coaching yeah. under your name, your brand
oh, yeah.
name too, right? And that's another avenue of the business too, that you're, you know, you do a lot of lecturing and
yeah. Speaking, so yeah.
Speaking, right, exactly. And so that's another way you're kind of building up that consumer recognition for Instant IP and all these other different areas that you use your name branding for too.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I think that that's key. I mean, I have a website, carryoverrunner.com, and I put my IP, you know, on Instant IP as under my brand. But I do think there's a lot of inner work that people need to do to even get to this place. And that's why we wrote the book, You Are an IP Company. It really attacks that. The person who says, well, I don't think, you know, I'm just an HVAC company, or, you know, I'm just a school teacher. I'm not a brand. And yet we just had the guy named Tunji on, who's a teacher. And he says, teachers have a ton of IP. I mean, they're always creating slide decks and lessons. And unless they take that serious, kind of like what we say in the book, you don't protect your IP when you're big, you become big by protecting your IP. And like, you almost have to like get to this place where you own it, you know? And until that point, it's like, I see this all the time, Katie, with people who are like, well, I'm not an author. I'm an aspiring author, you know, or I'm not an author. I just write, you know, and you almost have to like embrace the identity. And then from the identity comes all this behavior.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, exactly. Because I think the identity kind of drives a lot of the behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Like for years, I thought, well, I'm not a real cyclist. I mean, those are the guys who blah, 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 blah. You fill in the blank. And then when it comes time to exercise, you're like, well, I'm not a cyclist. But if you say I am a cyclist, then you're like, well, there's the bike. That's what I have to do. So it almost becomes easier to do the action mm-hmm. when you embrace the identity. That's IP right there. I got to write that down. It's easier to embrace the action. It's easier to do the action when you embrace the identity. There you go. Put that on Instant IP before it goes live.
That's right. Yeah. Protect that.
And again, like even that thought, ooh, what am I going to do with that? You know, am I going to turn it into tons of money? No, but like, who knows? The more important thing is like, if I teach a lesson around that now, I want to own that lesson. I don't want someone right. to be like, well, hey, it's easier to do the action when you embrace the identity, and then they take it and lock me out of it. And now I can't even teach my own idea. What do you think about that, Katie?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's a big driving force for protecting your IP in the beginning as well, because you don't want to get locked out of it or blocked by somebody else who
yeah.
files it before you do, and then you're kind of stuck and
yeah.
you can't really protect your IP or really move it forward at that point.
And let's talk about that, because you would know her name if I told you it. But I got on this call yesterday with this person, and they're like, I don't agree with Instant IP. I think it's dumb. It's just a timestamp and blah, blah, blah. And like, I didn't get defensive, you know, because I like this person. And this person really embraced Instant IP at one point. And so I said, hey, listen, if it's not your thing, that's totally fine. You know, but you could tell like she wanted me to respond or react or get involved. And she like wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, hey, if it's not for you, like I've just learned that if it's not for someone,
right.
like, you know, I don't need to convince anyone. But then we started unpacking this for her clients. And I said, well, you know, listen, you have a client who does something with you, but then how long does it take for them to actually launch the thing? And she's like, well, 5 months. So I said, well, do you want them to start promoting that 5 months? Or do you want them to promote it right now, like with pre-sales and pre-launch? And she's like, I want them to promote it immediately because we need to like get people excited. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And she says, well, we file a copyright at the 5 month mark. And I said, well, what are you doing those first 5 months? You know, while you're waiting, because you can't file the copyright till it's actually published.
Right.
Know? So she's like, well, I'm not doing anything. And I said, well, there you go. That's Instant IP. You know, protect it immediately, start promoting it. And now you have that superscript IP, you have the smart contract, you have the timestamp, you have the certificate that proves ownership and you know, essentially a cease and desist. And she got it. Like her, the light bulbs came on. So I think Instant IP for her, you know, because she thought, well, I'm already going to copyright it. She didn't see the value until she realized it's part mm-hmm. of the promotion process.
Right, right. When I think two people, they pause a lot of times to share anything about
yes.
their invention or their IP, sometimes for years, right?
Yes.
Because they don't protect it and they're waiting for the perfect time to protect
yes.
it. But they've lost a lot of opportunity in that
yeah.
time to be able to commercialize it,
absolutely.
Right? Talk about it, share it. So that's a problem too, because it creates these opportunities that they're not jumping on and maximizing from.
Absolutely. Too. Yeah. I mean, most people understand that publish means like the creation. So I'm not saying publish is like when you literally hit publish button. Publish is like a product, a service, a podcast like this, right? We're publishing this podcast today, but we're going to protect it before we promote it. And then profit could be, oh, pay attention. Like you can measure profit with eyeballs, dollars, you know, customers, clients, like you name it, listeners. So this does matter. And that's where that woman that I was talking to yesterday, yeah, she said we publish, but then we wait 5 months and nothing was happening here. And that's why her clients were getting frustrated, because they created it. They're all excited. The energy's high, right. The emotion's high, but they wait 5 months instead of like grabbing a phone. And you know how it is. I mean, remember when we did that little book tour? We had, I forget what I told you, but I think we had like 4,000 views on that. Just you and I are sitting there waiting for the book signing.
Yeah, on the sidewalk.
Yeah, we're like, let's just walk through this. Let's just talk about
the store. Yeah.
Yeah, so even though we had maybe, I don't know, 20 people show up in person, 5,000 got excited, heard about it, and was like, oh, there's that book again. I got to buy that book. So again, like this is the world we live in where we move at the speed of thought, and you need IP protection at the speed of thought too.
Right, right. Well, especially too with today's digital age where everybody wants to share their thoughts the
yeah.
moment they have the thought too, right? And you know, the second you put it out there, you can't unring a bell. So
yeah.
you've created an opportunity for someone else or for an AI agent, right, to use that idea. So you have to be really careful about that too.
Chances are it is being recorded.
Right. It is being ripped off. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've seen the image. I'll grab it quick, but I threw that image up at a few talks recently of all the AI devices. And I mean, if you have an electronic device that doesn't have AI in it, that's rare, and it probably is not going to happen anymore because these companies know they have to have AI integration.
Right.
So, right. So it's like,
especially to make it competitive with other products. Exactly.
Oh yeah. We're talking glasses, pendants, rings, remotes. Here's another slide, you know, watches. It's all over the place. And like I said, Chad Jenkins' event in November, it changed when Sarah and I are sitting there at dinner and two of the 10 people have pins at dinner with the light flashing.
Yeah.
And we're like, I mean, I didn't even need to ask the guy. I did ask the guy. I'm like, this guy's name was Casey. I'm like, are you recording everything? He's like, oh yeah, I record everything. I would get up in the morning, press play. And you know, he's like, I'm older. I can't remember everything. And I just want to remember the whole day. And so I just plug it right back into my AI agent. Well, if you're at dinner talking about IP that you haven't protected yet, that AI knows it.
Right. That's right.
And it's going to start showing up in outputs. And maybe Casey would be like thinking that's his, or maybe his AI agent's now open source and now training all over the world. And it's like, well, there goes your idea.
Right.
Yeah. So again, that's another reason why protecting the name. And you get into athletes. I mean, athletes right now, you got to protect yourself. Athletes, NIL. What is NIL? Name, image, likeness. That is 100% IP. So
yeah, what I think we're even seeing that at the collegiate level too.
Oh right? Yeah,
because they can now sign and get paid contracts, and that's why protecting it even sooner before you even become really famous and noteworthy, it becomes so important too.
Yeah. You can fact check me on this, but Ohio had a ruling recently with high schoolers. So, it used to be NFL or pro, then it was college, and now they're grabbing these young NIL people in high school.
Yeah.
Before they're even 18, because they know they're trending that way. So it is, you are a brand. Everyone's a brand. And even the Pope has 7 Twitter accounts, in different languages. So I just want people to realize, like, even I tell Katie this, and we'll land the plane on this here, but I even tell the college students who are like, well, I don't need it. I taught a branding class, and they're like, well, I don't have a brand and all this stuff. And I'm not. And one person said, I'm not on social media. I don't even have a website. And I said, guess what? That is branding.
Yep.
The fact that I can't find you anywhere online and that you don't even exist, that's part of your brand. If you apply for a job, we can't find this person. They have no digital footprint. That's
right.
That's branding.
That's a red flag. Yeah.
That's branding. So, you can't escape if you are existing, and we even talked about after you pass, you still have a brand. So if God thought of you in his mind, you have a brand.
That's right.
Right. All right, Katie. Well, this was fantastic. And again, this was the story, and I'm not telling everybody they need to trademark their name, but I would tell people that you have a brand. What have you done to protect it? At least potentially on Instant IP, but more people follow Sarah Blakely than Spanx. More people follow Elon Musk than Tesla. Like, we've even found this too, that founders are saying, look, I need to develop a brand because people are following me even more than the actual product or service too.
That's right.
All right, folks, we will see you soon. Share the podcast with others. And if you need help with traditional IP, Wigan and Dana. And if you need a first fast layer, check out instantip.app. Get your first free IP credit.